chequen estos chamacos de Mixtape. Nos vemos el próximo domingo.
Te mandó a la verga el tiempo, güey.
As a robin hops across a lawn or garden, it cocks its head to one side and then the other. A moment later, it jabs its yellow beak to the earth and comes up with an earthworm. How did the robin know a worm was in that exact spot? Did it see the worm or hear it? Smell it? Or sense its movements through its feet? Experiments with captive robins first determined the birds weren't smelling worms or sensing their vibrations. So the birds must have been seeing or hearing them, right? To learn more, researchers buried worms in soil in a tray. They covered the soil with a thin but opaque sheet of cardboard, followed by more soil, making it impossible for a robin to see the worms. Still, the robin effectively found the worms. The scientists concluded that robins are successfully listening for their prey, even if they can't see, smell, or feel it. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann. BirdNote gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at BirdNote Radio.
Listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Katie, Coquitlam, and other Coast Salish peoples. My name is Jesse.
My name is Jamie.
Allegedly, that's
the
Jamie.
Rumor has it.
And we are here to take you on a whirlwind tour through the latest and greatest in Vancouver's independent music scene.
Hey, fun thing. We do it every week.
We do, allegedly. That time, the allegedly is a little more serious.
Yeah.
It's been, we haven't been here in studio since our last episode with Future Star, which was very exciting. And there's actually a Future Star show happening tonight.
Whoa.
April 14th, if you're listening live on Sunday night, from 7 o'clock onwards at the Lido. So it started already, but I'm sure you can catch the rest of the tape and then swing by for some Future Star and Buddy at the Lido. It's very
really,
exciting.
Really cool little lineup.
Great lineup. And... so we're gonna we'll have something sort of related to that anyway, but we're just gonna get things started with a little bit of music. That's right. That's what we do here on this on the show, is we play music by local artists, and this local artist, we have played their music before in various other, both under the name Patrick Ferrugia and also in other projects, ACPDF. Previously other projects and stuff. So
I should say Patrick is now playing guitar in Buddy.
Oh,
who
so,
just mentioned.
Wow.
Wow.
I knew that.
That's why, well played, Jesse.
That's why we're playing Patrick's music right now and not Buddy. Anyway, this track by Patrick is their latest release. And it is called True 2. So we're gonna get to it right now.
It's been 3 years. Yeah.
Golden Age of Wrestling with Labradorite, featuring future star, our friend, regular guest, currently performing, well, or getting ready to perform. It's hard to say without being there at the Lido.
Mint Records legend. If you missed it last time, we had Zelina on the show, and that's where she revealed the enormous news that she has signed to Mint Records, which is so cool.
Yes, and as soon as we played the we announced it, we played a big, famous country rock song that my partner Katie, for a moment, thought was the new Future Star record, and was very confused.
I think Selena, in a second, would shift genres to match Hardy.
Sure.
To be totally honest.
Pull her own Beyonce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just heard, before the Golden Age of Wrestling, you heard new music from Soft Fossil, the alter ego of Sightline's frontman, Eric. And that was called Remapping, from a double single, Remapping and Coronator. And before that, True 2 by Patrick Ferrugia. Cool pop song there, electro pop with some sort of punky rock tendencies, I guess. And I think we're just going to keep it rolling unless you got something else you want to say about any of those tracks.
Well, I was going to say, from one person that signed with a record label of note to another person that signed to a record label of note.
Yeah, we're going to play now some music by at least one time interviewee. And CJSF alum, Hallelujah Hailu, who is also, I think, soon to be a graduate of this program, because she will be too popular to be played on our measly independent underground scene. But Hallelujah signed with 604 Records and has just released a EP album. It's seven tracks, right in the middle there.
Right on the border.
Right on the borderline, called Eternally Yours. And it features the single Manic Pixie Pacifist, which is blowing up on our national radio broadcaster, which I listen to all the time. And it's always weird to hear someone who... I hear people I've met on the radio all the time here on the mixtape, but anyway, let's do it.
Let's dig in.
Enough talking. This is Manic Pixie Pacifist by Hallelujah Hailu.
Don't call me and expect anything other than my usual apathetic tone. I'm not a cop, I'm not a priest, but you confess. Pacifist, act real life that you've been living in.
Butterfly high. Things are gonna change, I'm gonna change. Even you and me won't stay the same. I'm a butterfly, I'm a butterfly high. Things are gonna change, I'm gonna change. Even you and me can't stay the same. You and me, me and you. Me, I got nothing to prove. When it's just me and you, you still have nothing to lose.
Let my head down, watch me grow through this pain. My spirit is ready.
Time, Sade Wele, and Teyon Gibbs from Sade's new record, Intuition, which is out now and is great.
So vibey. We are so vibey sometimes. There's two sets of vibey songs.
Yeah, and coming up, more vibey. No,
nope.
Just kidding.
Hard shift.
Classic patented mixtape, Hard Shift. Jumping genres, hopping word for genres that starts with an H.
Yeah, genre hopping. Genre catapulting.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting a little bit of a pop punk emo swapperino here.
But not before we let you know what you just heard, of course. Before Sade, we heard from another show favorite, Kim Ortle, their new track, Butterfly High. And before that was Manic Pixie Pacifist, probably the last time we get to play Hallelujah on the show.
It's a sad day, but...
Well, it's great for Hallelujah.
Hallelujah can go hang out with Japandroids now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
In the Hall of Fame. No, I'm not going to do it. this is the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM. You might be listening live on Sunday night from 8 to 9, or you could possibly be catching us podcasted or one of the times we repeat on Tuesday and Friday mornings. Either way, thanks.
Thanks
for hanging out.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. And Jamie,
yeah,
you left the house this week.
I did. Despite my desires to stay inside, I did leave and go to a concert that was very good. And it's funny that you mention that we have those rebroadcast times because one of the people in the bands that I saw play said that the first time they ever heard their song on the radio was when we were rebroadcasting it, like, in the morning shows during the week.
Nice.
And they heard the song, so that's cool. That person was Tara from Cursed Words, formerly of Strange Breed, who are a band that we've had on the show before. Cursed Words is the new project with Tara and Meg from that band, from Strange Breed, with two new people joining them. You can tell that they are both, was it seasoned pros, but
yes,
also trying, like, doing a new thing. Whereas, like, things, they're still, like, what do you get? There's things that they could, like, edges they could soften, but they're all still extremely good at what they do. And the songs are good. And they opened the show at Bullies on Friday, which is a Vancouver show for Kelowna's Costin, who's a band that I don't know if you've listened over the last couple of years, but I'm pretty obsessed with.
Jamie, so wait, let me get this straight. We're talking about a Vancouver show for Kelowna band in New Westminster?
Yes.
What about this is Vancouver?
Everything, Jesse. It's Metro Vancouver. Okay. But yeah, so Cursed Words was great. The band after was Cloud Sick. Couldn't find them online, which honestly I could probably be better at research. But
also, if anything, that I feel like that's cred. That's credibility points. If you're a band and you're not on the internet.
Cloud Sick was good. If you see that they are playing in and around town, go find them. Or if you're better at finding them on the internet than I am, go do that. Emo, pop punk, post-hardcore, whatever you want to call it, is good. And then right behind them was Poor Sport, who, guess what? Fill all those areas as well. Emo, pop punk, post-hardcore, a lot of yelly but cool guitar licks. Everyone just has, like, little moments of tappy, tappy, tappy on the guitar next this weekend. And it was amazing. Poor Sport was fantastic. We're going to get to some of them in a little.